The Loch Ness Monster. "Come and see the Loch Ness Monster, the most famous monster in the world," shouts Jock Mackay. Jock Mackay is a tour guide. He lives in a little house next to Loch Ness. When tourists go to Scotland, most of them go to Loch Ness. Everyone wants to see the monster that lives in the lake. Jock Mackay's job is to tell them all about the Loch Ness Monster, or Nessie, as they call it in Scotland. Mr. Jackson is an American tourist. He is talking to Jock.
"Are you sure there is a monster in your lake?"
Jock Mackay looks at him.
"What do you mean? Of course there's a monster. And it's a loch, not a lake."
"It looks like a lake to me."
"In Scotland, we call a lake a loch," Jock answers.
"How do you know there's a monster in the loch?"
There are lots of people with telescopes, binoculars and cameras standing at the edge of the loch.
"Do you see all these people?" Jock asks the American. "If there's no monster in the loch, why are they here?"
"Did you see the monster?" the American asks Jock.
"Yes, I did."
"So what is all the mystery? Why do some people say there is a monster and others say there isn't?" asks the American. "Tell me, are there any facts?"
"Facts," says Jock. "If you want facts, I'll give you facts. The first time anyone saw the monster was in the year 565.
"So long ago?"
"Yes. A priest was walking here, where you are standing. He saw a man swimming in the water and an enormous monster behind him."
"What did he do?"
"He saw that the monster was going to eat the man. He pulled the man out of the water and saved him," says Jock.
The American smiles.
"Do you really believe that?"
"Of course I do. In 1827 and in 1930, there were people who saw the monster and wrote reports about it."
"Did they take pictures of it?" asks the tourist.
"There are lots of pictures," says Jock. "Here, take this brochure. It tells you about it."
The American takes the brochure and reads. "In 1968, a group of investigators came to Loch Ness. They took sonar equipment with them to locate things under the water by sound. The equipment showed large shapes, but there was not enough evidence to demonstrate that there is a monster. In 1972, a group of Americans with modern equipment came to look for the monster. They didn't find anything in the loch." The American finishes reading and shakes his head.
"I don't believe there is a monster in this lake."
"I believe there is a monster, and so do all these people here," says Jock.
The American laughs.
"What crazy people we are. We come to Scotland with telescopes and binoculars, and there's no monster. It doesn't exist."
Jock smiles.
"Can you prove that there is no monster?"
"Of course I can't prove it, but what does that mean?"
"I believe there is a monster out there in the loch," says Jock.
"And perhaps there's a man in the moon too," says the American with a laugh.
"Who knows?" answers Jock. "Perhaps there is."
"Some people say that the Loch Ness Monster is only propaganda to bring more tourists to Scotland. But perhaps Jock is right, and Nessie lives in the waters of the loch. Perhaps she's waiting for you to come and visit before she puts her head out of the water again."